各位朋友，大家好，我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix。欢迎收听英语美文朗读。你可以在网易云音乐、蜻蜓 FM 等平台搜索“英语美文朗读”来收听我们的节目，也可以在微信公众账号搜索并关注“英语美文朗读”来收听更多美文节目并查看原文。今天要为大家分享的是贝多芬写给他永远爱人的一封信，可是这封信在写好之后却没有被寄出去，而是尘封了起来，直到贝多芬去世之后才被大家发现并公开于众，而收信人是谁也一直有着很大的争议。与大多数的情书不同，这封信中充满了贝多芬对爱人的思念，但更多的却是挣扎和对现实的痛恨。在生命最后的时刻，贝多芬用这封信写下了自己内心的独白。Good morning, on July 7th. Though still in bed,My thoughts go out to you, my immortal beloved. Now and then, joyfully, then sadly. Waiting to learn whether or not fate will hear us. I can live only wholly with you or not at all. Yes, I'm resolved to wander so long away from you until youI can fly to your arms and say that I'm really at home with you and can send my soul enwrapped in you into the land of spirits. Yes, unhappily it must be so. You will be the more content since you know my fidelity to you. No one else can ever possess my heart. Never.Never. Oh God, why must one be parted from one whom one so loves? And yet my life in Vienna is now a wretched life. Your love makes me at once the happiest and the unhappiest of men. At my age, I need a steady, quiet life. Can that be so in our connection?My angel, I've just been told that the main coach goes every day. Therefore, I must close at once, so that you may receive the letter at once. Be calm. Only by a calm consideration of our existence can we achieve our purpose to live together. Be calm. Love me.Today, yesterday, what tearful longings for you, 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 my life, my all, farewell. Oh, continue to love me, never misjudge the most faithful heart of your beloved, ever thine,Ever mine, ever ours. 作为贝多芬写给永远的爱人的信，作者的种种思念都集中在这封信里。信中表达的有些许挣扎，也有对爱人忠诚的诠释，时而喜不自胜，时而又悲痛欲绝。在1812年，贝多芬《永远的爱人》 收到了来自这位作曲家许花般的来信，不过这位收信人的身份却依然无人知晓。但是历史学家认为，这些信件的收信人是一位外交家的女儿安东尼·布伦塔诺。贝多芬将他创作的迪亚贝利变奏曲献给了他。贝多芬去世后，人们找到了他生前的书信，其中有一句著名的话是 Though still in bed, my thoughts go out to you, my immortal beloved. Continue to love me. Never misjudge the most faithful heart of your beloved. Ever thine, ever mine, ever ours. 我躺在床上，但我的思绪却早已飞向了你，我永远的爱人。继续爱我吧，不要误解我这颗最赤诚的爱着你的心。我永远属于你，你永远属于我，我们永远属于彼此。我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix， 再次感谢你收听英语美文朗读。你可以在微信公众平台搜索英语美文朗读来收听并查看我们每期节目及节目原文。 Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.